Hallelujah, hallelujah. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you ever read what David did? When he was in need, and he and his companions were hungry, how he went into the house of God when Abiathar was the high priest, and ate the bread of offering that only the priest could lawfully eat, and shared it with his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, in this passage this morning, gives us a very simple message that all rules, all commandments made by God are made to bring man, in other words, to bring people closer to God. That is the main purpose of the commandments. God created man first, then the commandments. And Jesus does not add any further explanation to what he has said here when he said, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." On another occasion said, "I came not to change the law and the prophets, but to bring them to completion." And how are they brought to completion? In our relationship with Jesus Christ. He is the completion. New Testament is the completion of the Old Testament, of our faith in the person of Jesus Christ. Let us pray for that grace this morning.